Well, it was in Nawa district of Helmand, and Rupert Hammer and his photographer were traveling with the US Marines. I understand they were traveling in something called an MRAP. That's pretty much the most heavily armored vehicle you can travel in. These enormous vehicles were designed specifically to withstand the threats from IEDs in Iraq and Afghanistan. And you really can't have much better protection than that. So it's extremely unfortunate and also worrying for anyone who has to travel around areas of the south where there's an IED problem. That in this case, tragically, the vehicle was not enough to save the lives of everyone inside it.
And so, how does this leave correspondents feeling? How does this leave you feeling about your safety there?
Well, I think it definitely makes everyone feel quite uneasy. This is the second death of a journalist who was embedded with the military in within 2 weeks, and that's a cause of huge concern. I think a lot of us have recognised this problem as it's developed, and really as this insurgency has moved away from small arms gun battles between NATO forces and the Taliban insurgents, and increasingly it's a kind of technological battle as to who can build or where insurgents try and build ever bigger IEDs and NATO forces try and secure their men with ever more elaborate and expensive and very, very large mine resistant vehicles. But as this threat from IEDs has grown increasingly, if you're embedded as a journalist, you're also at risk yourself. And you know, obviously, it makes the whole thing much more worrying for anyone going out into the field to write those sorts of stories.
Because presumably in the past it was assumed that if you were embedded with the military, you were safer than you would be if you were just on your own.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, many journalists would argue that by being with the military, you make yourself a target, and that's certainly true. But even doing the unembedded journalism has also become well, I won't say it's become increasingly fraught, but there have been cases really quite recently, including one involving The Guardian, when a journalist was kidnapped in the east of the country. There are currently some French television journalists being held captive by a group. We don't know if they're Taliban or just petty criminals. And that's the other risk that you run when you're not embedded. The threat is obviously not so much from IEDs, but that one might be captured by groups who are after money or just after, you know, have some sort of a political motive for taking people hostage.